The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown, but longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom. Please be seated. Maya Angelou's poem, "I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings," will punctuate this sermon today. My friend, woke has become a politically charged word. But it isn't a political ideology at all. As I see it, woke is a theological imperative. According to Merriam-Webster, woke means being aware of and attentive to important issues of racial and social justice. As we bookend this week with Juneteenth and Pride Sunday, let's be clear. Woke is of Jesus and of kingdom building, being attentive to and responding to issues of racial and social justice. My friends, church is where woke comes to life. But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. He opens his throat to sing. And this is what launches most movements, when people have finally had enough. And it certainly powers the gay pride movement. As was common practice in many cities, the New York Police Department would occasionally raid bars and restaurants where gays and lesbians would gather. And on June 28th in 1969, when the police raided and aggressively dragged patrons and employees out of the Stonewall Inn, people finally had enough. Several people, led by drag queens, fought back, and a growing crowd of angry locals gathered in the streets. The confrontations escalated and sparked 6 days of protests and violent clashes with the NYPD outside the Stonewall Inn on Christopher Street and throughout the neighborhood. By the time the Stonewall riots ended on July 2nd, 1969, the gay rights movement went from being a fringe issue to being front page news worldwide. 1 year later, during the anniversary of the Stonewall riot, activists in New York City marched through the streets of Manhattan in commemoration of the uprising. In time, that celebration came to be known as the Gay Pride Parade. By all accounts, the first New York City event was a stunning success, with an estimated 3,000 to 5,000 participants in the march, stretching 51 blocks from Greenwich Village to Central Park. Marches and parades also occurred in Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Gay Pride has now become a worldwide event. Happy Pride Sunday, St. Michael's. Happy Pride Sunday, St. Michael's. But despite this accomplishment, there is still work for us to do. The LGBTQ plus community continues to experience discrimination and violence in their places, in their personal lives, in their places of employment, in access to gender-affirming healthcare and other services, as well as in houses of worship. Younger generations, especially those who are transgender, gender nonconforming, individuals of color and disabled, report higher incidents of discrimination and trauma that's associated with their unequal treatment. More than half of our community report hiding a personal relationship. About a third alter parts of their work and personal lives to protect themselves. We all tend to closet in places where we don't feel safe and we don't feel welcome. These caged birds cry out to us, imploring our help. our affirmation and our welcome as the work of this human rights movement continues this day on many fronts. People continue to weaponize scripture, to discriminate, to silence our voices, to ban books, to advocate marginalization, and to refuse to let people say gay. Of all the places that discriminate, the people in faith institutions who deny us our rightful place in community cause me personally the most sadness. And here at St. Michael's, we can justifiably honor a time in our own history when gay men and women of color came together to actually rescue this parish from oblivion. In 1976, there was real concern about the future viability of St. Michael's. Attendance was dwindling, and hard decisions needed to be made. Under the leadership of two gay clergymen, the rector Fred Hill and his associate Jeff Gill, the parish became a haven, a refuge for the gay community. As the AIDS crisis unfolded, the St. Michael's community suffered many losses. Led by their priests, the parish became a safe haven for gays to belong, offering them welcome and comfort as they grieved sizable losses. And the sizable losses here at St. Michael's powered many of the St. Michael's parishioners to engage in AIDS research well outside our parish boundaries. As St. Michael's reputation grew as a welcoming place, a model, if not somewhat unlikely, alliance between the sizable population of women of color and gay men formed the heart of this parish at this time and gave it great life. We were soon in the forefront of celebrating gay marriages as soon as diocesan approval was received. But in faith communities like our own, we can't become too complacent and rest on the pride of our past accomplishments. We need to move beyond inclusivity to create a woke environment where the full measure of relationship is more than including others. It is nurturing a sense of belonging. And if the message hasn't been clear enough, if it has been stymied by our inaction, here it is. Injustice of any kind is morally wrong. It is not of God. Responding to issues of social and racial justice is kingdom building. Jesus loves all without exception, people of all hues, straight, LGBTQ plus without exception. So don't let anyone ridicule you for being woke. Woke is the work of our faith. But a caged bird stands on the grave of dreams. His shadow shouts on a nightmare scream. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. It's been a personal journey for me to arrive to this moment. I don't often tell my story. Growing up wasn't very easy. I'm Deacon Richard. He, him, his. I'm a gay child of God. Sounds so simple, but then there was a time when I lived in fear to say that to anyone, even to myself. Afraid to acknowledge who I am, taught that it was morally wrong, and that life would be much better if I would just learn to live it on everyone else's terms. Denying your own identity is existentially and physically painful. And if there is one message that you hear continually, it's over and over again, better stay in the closet. Other kids sensed that I was different, so I was sometimes treated disrespectfully. Better stay in the closet. Adults picked up on things and sometimes questioned me. Better tone down that behavior. Better stay in the closet. Everyone around me made fun of anyone who was that way. Better stay in the closet. My former church told me I was sinful. Better stay in the closet. My own coming out was painful, but it lifted the weight of the world off of my shoulders. I could finally be me. I remember telling a friend, I'm never lying to anyone ever again. Coming out powered me to live my faith more authentically, to leave one church for another that openly welcomed me. Yet, I still confront, like others in my community, hard times. I wear an LGBTQ plus badge holder on my hospital ID. It's to let patients and families and staff know that I am affirming clergy. Let's face it, the moment I walk into a room with a collar with a member of my community not knowing me, the reaction, understandably, is, The badge tells them I'm a welcoming presence. One day, as I walked into a patient's room, a family member confronted me, began asking me why I was wearing it. I began offering the explanation that it was to be affirming to patients and to staff and to families. He became even more agitated and began yelling at me with an angry face, "It is totally wrong. You need to take it off." I looked at him and I said, "Have a nice day," and I stepped outside because I felt somewhat unsafe. The next day, I thought about taking it off. I didn't want it to be a source of a problem for anyone. But then I realized pride means not having to remove my LGBTQ signifier on my hospital ID, and I left it on. It means not having to stay in a closet for anyone, regardless of how angrily they confront me. I'm proud that I represent gay clergy. I'm proud of those who join me, and I'm proud of those who are still engaged in the struggle. And I'm most proud of you. I'm proud that I feel a sense of belonging in this church and in this community. A free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends, and dips his wings in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky. Yes, I'm Deacon Richard. I am a gay child of God. Let's leap on the back of the wind together. Let's claim the sky for all who are marginalized by others. Happy Pride Sunday, St. Michael's.